Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Something shows up in your life, in the life of your kids or grandkids or family, the flu, fevers, you're supposed to jump on it with both feet spiritually. Go, no, you don't. Not in my family. No, you don't. Because according to Deuteronomy 28, that's part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. But see, how many millions of Christians, good Christians, don't do this? They go, well, Lord, if it's your will, spare my baby from this terrible fever, but not my will, but yours be done. No. No. That may be sincere, but they're sincerely wrong. The Bible said, resist the devil. And these are the works of the enemy. They're not to be embraced and accepted as your cross to bear. Now, if you weren't with us, we went into that one whole night, talked about punishment or persecution. Right? We've been through some of this already, if it sounds new to you. So, we've been redeemed from the ague and the cold and the fever and the tuberculosis and the infectious diseases and plagues and strep throat and the influenza. Hallelujah. Whoo! I like it. Now keep reading. And with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. Mildew. Now somebody said, glory to God, I'll never have to clean that tub again. No. That's more under the curse of the fall. And we still gonna have some thorns and thistles and stuff like that. But listen. Now this will open up some things to you. Listen to Fenton's translation of mildew. Says jaundice, like yellow jaundice, that people that have tremendous internal problems, liver problems, kidney problems, all that kind of thing, later stages of cancer and that kind of thing, you'll see. And Septuagint, which is a highly respected Greek translation, backs it up, says paleness, jaundice and paleness. Do you ever have to have any kind of jaundice?
No, sir.
How about your babies?
No.
Do they have to have it?
No.
Someone said, well, that's normal. You know, X amount of babies out of, 5 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 or 3 out of 10. Well, what if it is 5 out of 10? That means 5 out of 10 don't get it.
Right?
Somebody's got to be them 5. Right? According to Deuteronomy 28:22, jaundice is part of the curse of the law, paleness, things associated with this. According to Galatians 3:13, we've been
redeemed.
I've been, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, we never have to have this. Now skip down to verse 27. There's a lot of this in here. A lot of this. Well, the reason I'm doing it, because you know, if you've read the word very much, if you just read over it and you get familiar with it and you look at the old English words, some of these words and these descriptors have not been used for hundreds of years. So in our modern vernacular, it just doesn't register with us. So we need to look them up and see what they mean, because it's good news to us. Every one of these we've been redeemed from. Don't have to have. Now listen to 27. The Lord will smite you with the botch of Egypt. The botch, that's a perfect example of what I just said. Now, when you hear botch of Egypt, what do you think? You don't know what to think, except you're sure you don't want any. Right? If somebody came up with a big old syringe full of green bubbly stuff and said, here's some botch of Egypt. Would you like some? You would say, get away. No way. Right? What is the botch of Egypt? Well, People who've studied these things all their life, they bring out some things. Rotherham says, burning sores. Sores. And of course, if you go back and read some of the plagues that came on Egypt, you'll see some of this. Sores. Knox and Smith say Egyptian scab and sores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 translations say the boil of Egypt. Leeser says inflammatory disease. Inflammatory. And Young and Fenton and Dewey say ulcer. Ulcer. Well, what is an ulcer? It's a sore. Right? Did you know that you've been redeemed from sores?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on now. If you believe it, man, it just gets down in your spirit. It makes you happy. You think, glory to God, my sores days are over. There's no question this means sores. Sores, boils, sores, inflamed, infected, right? Why do they get inflamed? See? And see, that you back up, and where does all that fever and extreme burning and all that stuff come from? It's all connected. Fever and inflammation and infection and sores and ulcers. None of these are a blessing.
No.
There's no such thing as a blessed sore. Yeah, I got a big old open sore. What a blessing it is. And so many things fall under this category. Whether they're on the surface of your skin or whether they're inside an intestinal tract, right? It's a sore. It's a boil. And according to Deuteronomy 28, 27, boils and sores are part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I never have to have boils and sores. That is undisputed. We're just quoting Bible. Right? Undisputed. Accepted in heaven forever. So, thank God, no more botch of Egypt. No more sores and ulcers. Now, the next one's not much better. It says, and the emerods. Emerods. That doesn't sound good. Emerods. Well, listen, if this word sounds familiar to you. Rotherham, Leeser, and another one says hemorrhoids. That does sound similar, doesn't it? Emerod, hemorrhod. Well, it does. You can see it's... And listen to other translations, because it, see, these two go together. Three translations repeat the idea of ulcers for this word emerods. Now listen to this. The New American, the New English, the Berkeley, the Beck, the NIV, the Moffat, and the Fenton translate it tumors. 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 And the other translations, you know, bring it to the connection with that word emerod by saying swellings in the groin. The Good News says sores, and the New World says piles. Thank God. We've been redeemed from sores and piles. And swellings in the groin, and hemorrhoids, and ulcers, and tumors. Man, this is good news. Do you have to have any of this? Could it be the will of God for you to have this or keep this for any duration of your life? How could it be, and it'd be a direct contradiction to the Word of God? How could it be? But do we not have preachers of all different types trying to tell us that it might be the will of God? How can it be? Say it out loud. According to Deuteronomy 28, 27, I'll read it for you. Emerods, hemorrhoids, ulcers, tumors, swellings in the groin, sores, and piles are part of the curse of the law. Tell me good news. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Woo! So I never have to have tumors, piles, right? Hemorrhoids, et cetera, et cetera. Don't have to have it. It's part of the curse. Specifically, part of the curse of the law. And specifically, Galatians 3:13 says Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. There's no misunderstanding here. There's no confusion. There's no error here. We're quoting Scripture. Right? Now what you'll see is people who don't experience this. They have some of these things. Did you hear me? They have some of these problems and sometimes have them year after year or decade after decade. And instead of believing God to bring their life up to match this, they insist on trying to water this down to match where they are. Did you hear me now? They insist on trying to explain it away, water it down, adjust it to them. Well, friend, your or my life, either one, does not pronounce the automatic perfect will of God for all mankind. Right? Just by looking at you or looking at me, nobody should just assume, well, they are the perfect will of God and we could never have anything more than they have. That's it. No, this is the will of God revealed no matter what you experience or don't experience or anybody you know has or has not experienced. This is the will of God. And if you don't see it, you're not experiencing it, your body, your life doesn't match this, what do? You revere the Word of God. You say, Lord, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I don't care how long it's been this way. I don't care how impossible they say it is for it to change or for me to get free from this. I know your Word is more powerful. And you said this is part of the curse of the law. And Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So I'm holding to this until my body matches it. You fight the good fight of faith. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Redeemed from the Curse of Sickness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004E. That's R-1004E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.